J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
Sir, is this the Delta House?
Sure. Come on in.
You know, I have been thinking about this. You know what makes people violent? I don't think it's television or films. I think it's alarm clocks, because it wakes you up abruptly. You know, puts you in a bad mood. You're irritable. You're cranky. I think you should just wake up naturally with an alarm clock that has a human voice. You know, like, come on, buddy. Time to get up, pal. You're looking good. You got the whole day ahead of you. Come on, out of bed. Come on, let's go. Up you go. Come on, buddy. Come on. Up you go now. Move it. Let's go. Move it. Move it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Then you hit the snooze alarm. Sorry, buddy. I didn't know what I was talking about then.
Most of us on waking in the morning know exactly where we are. The rooster or the alarm clock brings us out of sleep into the familiar sights, sounds, aromas of home and the comfort of a routine day ahead. Not so with our young friends. This will be a day like none they've ever spent, and they'll spend it in the Twilight Zone.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again, Mr. President. Happy because you are my friend. Bom, I haven't seen you for a long, long time.
Let's give it a wink.
Happy to see you again.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Oh, I like to talk.
I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that?
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
You're a freak with a microphone.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Surprised you never listen, Joe. There's two or three other talk shows around, but for my money, he's the best.
However, the radio still works. Funny as that may seem.
Okay, Pugsley, I'll give you another 1,000 watts.
What's it look like?
A radio?
What? Not so big, green with numbers, lots of knobs.
Now, I think we're ready for rehearsal.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu.
Thursday, November 17th, 2022, 89 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida for spring training. How you doing, kids? You are at jconline.com. Why were they dancing polka last night? This has got something to do with the way soccer is played on the other side of the world. I've always associated soccer not with, like, the Baltic countries. I've always, for some reason, associated with like South America and Puerto Rico and Mexico and places like that. But there were polka dancers, and it was a good thing they kept dancing, because it was the only thing keeping them from freezing to death. Man, did it look cold out there last night. Jeez. Let's get tickets for the big game, honey. It's the new stadium. Oh, God, what are we doing out here? And the other thing they were doing was hawking these t-shirts. They were jerseys, okay? And they're like, make sure you come down and get your St. Louis City SC jersey. They're on sale. I don't know what the price was. Didn't look cheap. And when they held it up, the St. Louis City SC t-shirt was actually a Purina t-shirt, one of the corporate sponsors. You hold up the shirt, and there's a little emblem up in the upper left-hand corner of the shirt, and then the whole middle of the shirt is this giant Purina thing. The Purina presence on the shirt was probably 6 times larger than the St. Louis City SC logo. It's not a soccer jersey. It's a Purina shirt. The organization went way out of their way to make a big deal out of this last night, and it looks like they really did a nice job. Now, here are pictures. These are selfies that I wish I could show you here. I get out of Facebook jail on Saturday, by the way. But here's the press box. There's an indoor press box for the really, really big, important sports people. And then there's an auxiliary press box right in front of it, but that's outside. And here's Ted, and there's Tom, and they are bundled up. Oh, this is what I wanted to see, is the food. What does it look like here? It looks like it could be, it looks like barbecue beef, and there's a little popcorn in here too, and also some potato chips. And I'm sure that'll end soon because they don't even feed us that good of stuff in the Busch Stadium press box for the Cardinal games. I'm sure this was just, you know, special for the inaugural game last night. And they were talking about, oh, yeah, and come down and get your new jersey, your new St. Louis City 2SC or whatever. How come it can't be just like the Bills or the Rams or the Cubs or something like that? I don't understand what all this code language is. St. Louis SC, is that soccer club? And I'm always amused when they refer to teams as clubs. Yeah, they were clubs probably in the 1800s. Now they're highly paid professional athletes. Not exactly a club. Sam's is also not a club. Not like you go into Sam's and there's a sign telling you what time the meeting is on Thursday night. Sorry, not a club. Everybody's jumping up and down because there was great video last night from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Now, this is an area that I spent a good chunk of my life in, Western Michigan. And like a lot, and I'll get to the Buffalo situation in a minute here, which would you get was going to be a lake effect snow. Lake effect snow. South Bend, Indiana, one of the worst places. Benton Harbor, St. Joe. I used to date a girl from that area. And the snow, when I was in Buffalo, for example, the snow was projected and predicted in feet, not inches. They have an area just to the southeast of the city of Buffalo that they refer to as the South Towns. It's the beginning of the South Towns, and that goes from southern extremities of Buffalo all the way down through the bottom of the state, right around the corner of the lake into like places like Erie, Pennsylvania. All right, turn on the TV, and it's like, you know, 3 to 4 feet. Why do I mention that? Last night in Western Michigan, they had a blizzard. They had a blizzard going here. Central Michigan against Western Michigan, and you could barely see the field. You could barely see what the hell was going on. And we might have a situation like that in Buffalo this weekend. Here is why. Now, one of the things that I never, and there's a lot of things that I didn't understand about Buffalo, New York. When I went there, it was like, okay, that's, you got to go where the jobs are. I was still young. I was still coming up in the business, and you go places that you don't necessarily want to go. I remember when I interviewed for the job, the program director said, well, nobody really ever moves here. People just move out. I'm like, sell it, man. Sell it. But like I said, you got to go where the jobs are, especially when you're a struggling young broadcaster trying to get your chops and you're coming up in the business. I'm like, I'll take the job, whatever. And I still tell the story that it was, let's see if we get this right, January of 84, because I moved to St. Louis in May of 84. But in January of 84, there was a period for 21 straight days that it snowed in Buffalo. 21 straight days. Now, I lived at sort of the north end of the Buffalo Metroplex. But as I was saying just a moment ago, you go down to the southeast corner, I guess you would say, of the Buffalo Metroplex. That's called Orchard Park down there. And if that sounds familiar, that's where the football stadium is. And somebody wasn't thinking when they said, let's build an open air football stadium in the middle of the snow belt of Buffalo. And so often I would leave my house in Tonawanda up at the north end of the Metroplex, drive a half an hour down to Orchard Park, and you know, you couldn't see from one end of the stadium to the other. It was snowing so hard. Now I will read for you the weather forecast for Buffalo, New York, starting today, keeping in mind that the Bills are scheduled to play a game in Buffalo on Sunday afternoon at 12 noon, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Today, for Orchard Park, chance of snow, 40%. Tonight, snow accumulation of a foot or more, heavier amounts in the favored snowbelt locales that I was just talking about. Let's go to tomorrow. Periods of snow. Another foot of snow, heavier amounts in the persistent snow bands. Friday night, 3 to 5 inches of snow. Saturday, accumulations of less than an inch. Saturday night, another 1 to 3, just adding insult to injury. Sunday, flurries, snow showers, high of 27, and gusty winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. So again, adding insult to injury, not only are we going to dump roughly 30 inches or more, and I say that because there are some areas in western New York they're saying are going to get 3 to 4 feet of snow, but sort of on the minimum end of the scale, you're talking about 30 inches, and then you're going to have a 30 mile an hour wind on top of that with a temperature of 27 degrees. All I can say is I'm glad it ain't me.
I wonder if that game is the nationally televised game. Hold on, let me just check something here. Wonder if we're all gonna see that game. Sunday, Jets at New England. Boo. Bears at Falcons. The other game. Dallas at Minnesota. Late game. And then Kansas City at the Chargers on Sunday night. Well, got to find a sports bar that has the NFL package, I guess. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, the Battle Hawks, you know, that XFL situation that's going to be popping up back in St. Louis in the spring with spring football. They had their draft the other day, and the Battle Hawks chose A.J. McCarron. And if that name sounds familiar, maybe that's because a couple of years ago, Brent Musburger was doing a college football game and he spotted A.J. McCarron's girlfriend in the crowd and went on a observational rant. And to this day, I don't even know why this was controversial, but he was talking about how the quarterback always gets the quarterback doesn't even matter what school we're talking about or what league. If you're the quarterback, you're going to probably get the prettiest girl in school. And this Catherine Webb, let's just say she definitely qualifies. And Brent Musburger, he went, in some people's opinion, just a little too far with the whole thing. And people said that he was starting to sound like a creepy old man. I never got that. And even she later on came to his rescue and was defending him, going, he didn't do anything wrong. And I wasn't offended. Why should anybody else be? I'm hot. Deal with it. Update on Jay Leno, and this is where, if you're having breakfast right now listening to this, you might want to pause this out until you've finished. But something I was unaware of, you know, they have these burn units in hospitals, and let me give you a little background on my situation. Okay, so in 1990, I had my first back operation, and they had to do a fusion. And the way that they used to do this, is that when they take the ruptured disc out of your spine, you need something to put in there. You can't just use, spackle or something. So what they would do is, while you were under, they do an operation on your hip, cut your hip open, chip off a little piece of bone from the hip, and then take that and install that into the place where you had the blown disc, and then that would regenerate after the operation, and off you go. The only problem is the doctors were discovering that people were having more difficulty recovering from the hip operation to take the chunk of bone out of there than they were from the spine operation itself. So somebody came along years ago and said, well, why don't we just use something from the bone bank? The bone bank. And again, in hospitals, there's all sorts of shit going around you don't know anything about. And what they're doing is they're storing bone for some reason. And so when I had my operation in 1990, they went to the bone bank. Got to get there before 3:30. Good morning, everybody. I guess the drive-thru was closed. And they go to the bone bank, and they're like, we just need a little chip here, an inch long, whatever. And then they put that into my spine, and in fact, it regenerated. It keeps my head from falling off. So I have a piece of a dead guy in me, and have since 1990. Similarly, in burn units in hospitals, they get a situation where they have skin. They just have skin. I don't know if they have it like draped over a drying rack or how it works. I don't know. But they are saying that in the case of Jay Leno, he is probably going to need to do a skin graft. And they have what's called, I wrote this down, donor skin. None of the donors are around to know that they're taking their skin because they have all checked out. But I guess somebody dies and they can somehow harvest the skin. And so in the case of Jay Leno,
they're going to have to go in there, do an operation, scrape out all the stuff, all the dead stuff, and then they will start to graft the stuff back on his face. So he and I will have something in common. We're going to have pieces of dead people that we are carrying around every day. But I guess he's going to be okay. Did everybody notice the other day that when Donald Trump made his announcement that he's going to run for president again, that on stage he was basically by himself? Now, there were some people sitting off to the side, like Madison Cawthorn and people like that. Talk about an endorsement, huh? But no Ivanka, no Don Jr. The supporters there in the ballroom of Mar-a-Lago were told that it would be an announcement and then there'd be a little party afterwards. Well, the speech ran over an hour, which was something like 45 minutes longer than they told everybody. And people were trying to leave because they were just standing there and Trump was just going on and on and on and on and on like he always does. There was no sound from the audience. People were visibly bored and they wanted to leave and the doors were locked from the outside. People couldn't get out. That's what life seems to be these days, huh? Either people locking you in or locking you out. And now we wait to see what happens, that we know now it's official that the Republicans will control the House. Most of them, the people who are running for election or re-election, plus a lot of the Republican Party leaders have said that if they do control the House, they are going to have basically an endless barrage of investigations into Joe Biden, Joe Biden's family. Won't that be something pleasant to look forward to in 2023? I want to get a plug in for tomorrow's podcast. Our pal Jeff Faulkner is going to be on. Now, they have put together this Mr. Blue Sky outfit. This is a tribute band for Electric Light Orchestra. As you'll hear in the interview tomorrow, I talk a little bit about the fact that this was like 15, 20 years ago. I thought that tribute bands were like something you'd hear on your way out of a Holiday Inn lobby. And so I never really got into it. And that turned around, though. And so now, especially because a lot of these bands are either no longer touring or the people in the bands are no longer with us, these tribute bands have gotten better and better and more voluminous in nature. But this Mr. Blue Sky show, the next show is going to be on Thanksgiving Eve. This is next Wednesday night. And it's going to be at Del Mar Hall. And you got to see this. And you got to hear it. They are remarkable. There's like 11 people on stage. There's not, a lot of pre-recorded stuff. This is all being done live. They got an entire string section led by one of the most exciting performers I've seen in a long time. When I say young performers, I think she's only in her mid-20s. Her name is Abigail Stahlschmidt. And in addition to being a model and just looking great in leather pants, she's got the long legs. She's very statuesque in nature. She's beautiful. And man, can she play that fucking fiddle. Holy jeez. And talk about command of the stage. This is remarkable stage presence. And Jeff has put together musicians, and he's so good at not only imitating the look, but also the sound of ELO and Jeff Lynne. It's so good. And again, it's Wednesday night. There's tickets available at Del Mar Hall. If you're not doing anything and you like ELO or you just want to see a great musical performance, you'll run into me there because I'm going to be there on Wednesday night. Mr. Blue Sky at Del Mar Hall. That's the name of the outfit. And we'll have Jeff on tomorrow to talk about that. When you reach my age, you start to be cognizant of the fact that you have reached my age. And you're like, well, don't look too old. Don't walk slow. Don't walk hunched over. You know, take a look at yourself in the mirror before you walk out and make sure you're not dressed like somebody who tried to escape from a retirement home. You know, try to be stylish. You know, just put a little effort into it. And there's no reason that you have to sort of acquiesce to the idea that you're getting as old as Father Time. I'm not denying my age. It's just like there's no reason. Well, put it this way. Remember when we were all kids? If you were 60, you might as well crawl right into the coffin because you're almost dead. Now you're 60. They say that's the new 40 and on it goes. But one of the things that, especially for somebody who's been doing what I do for a living, where you have headphones on every day, and I've spent a lot of time, you know, in the orchestra pit of like a Van Halen concert, shooting video to use in the TV stories that I've done, and just covering it for, you know, being a member of the press and having access to all this stuff. I've heard some loud fucking music. Not just concerts, but also, like I said, the headphones on every day. And it has affected my hearing. I've actually looked into hearing aids. It's only a matter of time. But in the back of your mind, you're like, if I'm walking around with hearing aids on, I'm never going to get chicks again. Not that I feel like I need to, but it's nice to know that members of the opposite sex still find you attractive, even after you have reached an advanced age, shall we say. I'm doing everything to not use the word old or decrepit. But anyhow, a report comes out yesterday. It says that a billion kids, by the way, a billion of them around the world are at risk of permanent hearing loss because of how much wearing of earbuds and things like that are involved now. Young people are still in stages of development. That's why I can smoke pot at my age and it doesn't affect me like if I was 13 and smoking pot, because the effect that has, and I'm just using that as an example, the effect that has on a developing human body is different than the effect it has on an already matured human body. In so many ways, young bodies are resilient to a lot of things that old bodies aren't. So in some ways, they're better. I remember my buddy John was telling me that his kid fell down a flight of stairs. He thought he was dead. And the kid just got up and brushed himself off and went out. And, you know, that happens to us, and we're in the hospital for 6 months. So in some ways, young bodies have an advantage over older bodies. And in other ways, it's just the reverse. But it is going to be interesting to see, now that that report has been published around the world, whether their technology is going to respond. You're going to probably see a ripple effect on that, because I think that a lot of parents are going to band together and say, hey, wait a minute, this is no good. Maybe these earpod things, maybe these buds aren't the best thing for our kids. And I am certain that somebody will call for their recall. We're getting very, very close to Thanksgiving, and we're going to be here next week. We won't abandon you. Be here at least for the first half of the week. Google released its Thanksgiving report on everything from football to the top how-to questions that we've all been Googling, and here is part of that report. Top Thanksgiving-related search has been for Thanksgiving sides. And second is Thanksgiving movies. The top sides we're searching for include stuffing, mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole. People really need help with this. It's the same shit every year. It's not like somebody has discovered a new food. Top turkey cooking technique we're reading up on. How to smoke a turkey, how to deep fry them is also a popular search right now. And it's always fun to be around on the day after Thanksgiving and read all the stories about people who thought they could do this in their garage because it was cold out, and they end up burning down not only their house, but also their neighbor's house. The top how-to questions overall include how to make stuffing, how to cook a turkey, how to catch a turkey. Top pies: pumpkin, apple, pecan, sweet potato, and cranberry. Pumpkin is first in 28 states, apple in 22. Other trendy desserts include mini apple pies, chocolate pecan pie, bread pudding, pumpkin chocolate chip cookies, and carrot cake. Trendy drinks: hot buttered rum, apple cider mojitos, pumpkin martinis, pumpkin pie pudding shots, and cranberry sangria. 8 states have been Googling Thanksgiving parade more than Thanksgiving football. Montana, Michigan, West Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont are all more interested in parades than football. And finally, the type of stuffing each state is Googling more than other states, or dressing, as it's called in the South. There's too many to list them all, but you can check out, there's maps, and you can see this whole thing if you Google it. Cornbread dressing dominates in the South and in a few states where it's called cornbread stuffing instead. Also, turkey stuffing, blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. Oyster stuffing, popular in Kansas and Missouri, among other places. Nevada wants stuffing wrapped in bacon. 2 states just searching for salad dressing. And the American Farm Bureau Federation put out its annual Thanksgiving report, says the average dinner for 10 will cost $64 this year, up 20%. That's $6.41 per person, up from $5.33 a year ago, which still sounds awfully cheap to me. Vandals freed more than 10,000 minks from a farm in Ohio on Tuesday. An activist group called the American Liberation Front may have been behind it, but a lot of the minks were killed crossing the road next to the property, so many that a plow was needed to clear the carcasses. Whoops! Got a Thursday night football game tonight, the Packers hosting the Tennessee Titans. And tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS, 8 celebrity teams compete in a 2-hour pickleball tournament hosted by Stephen Colbert. Sugar Ray Leonard, Emma Watson, who else we got in here? Kelly Rowland, a couple of country singers. And then the winners of that tournament are going to be on Colbert tonight along with Michelle Williams. Jessica Chastain and Martha Stewart on with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel's got Patrick Dempsey. James Corden has Tracy Ellis Ross. Jimmy Fallon asked Elon Musk to help him stop a Jimmy Fallon death hoax, which was trending on Twitter. There's a trailer out for a movie with Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Rita Moreno, Sally Field as Tom Brady superfans in a movie called 80 for Brady. Looks pretty dumb, but you can watch the trailer if you want. And there's a new rule at CNN that reporters could no longer drink during New Year's Eve coverage. But Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper still can. After the chaos that went down when Taylor Swift tickets went on sale earlier this week, the Attorney General of Tennessee is looking into whether Ticketmaster has an unfair monopoly. Geez, do you think? Birthdays today, Rachel McAdams. She looked good. 44, Daisy Fuentes, MTV's first Latin VJ. 56, RuPaul, 62, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, Al Pacino's sister in Scarface, 64 today. Stephen Root. That would be Milton from Office Space, 71. John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, 73. Howard Dean, 74. Danny DeVito, 78. Lorne Michaels, SNL dictator, 78. Martin Scorsese, 80. Gordon Lightfoot, 84. And if you've ever wondered why you're watching a televised network NFL football game on a Sunday afternoon, and the score is 58-0. And they're like, why are they showing this? Why did it cut away to a different game or something? Well, it's because of a little game called the Heidi game. On this date, 54 years ago, in 1968, NBC outraged football fans by cutting away from the final minutes of a Jets-Raiders game to begin its very special presentation of Heidi on schedule. The only problem was that after they cut away, the Raiders came from behind to score 14 points in the final minute five to beat the Jets 43-32. That changed the rules for the networks. If you put a game on TV, you got to show it to the bitter end. And the Mormon Church announced they're getting behind gay marriage, which is a little surprising because the Mormon Church has always defined marriage as a sacrament between a man and a woman. And another woman, and another woman, and another, the more the merrier, right? And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Thursday, November 17th, 2022 is in the can. 89 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida for spring training. It was on this date in 2015, the St. Louis Rams played their last game in St. Louis. It was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Ferguson grand jury released its report via Bob McCullough on this date 8 years ago in 2014. That was a party, wasn't it? So maybe we're better off in 2022 than we think. All right, we're here every weekday morning right after 7 o'clock. Please spread the word if you can. Email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com. Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran, Jeff Faulkner of Mr. Blue Sky tomorrow on the podcast. Enjoy your day. Stay warm. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.